You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
All right, we are back with an instant reaction podcast here to spring practice number 7. We are now at the halfway point of spring football at the University of Miami. You get 15 practices, including spring game. And Miami is now halfway there. So today, Miami practiced in shoulder pads and shorts. After scrimmaging on Saturday, we did not have access to that scrimmage, but it does seem like some guys are getting back to being healthy or cleared to practice that were out earlier in the spring, which is good to see. The most notable maybe depth chart change coming off the scrimmage was seeing Jaleel Skinner with the first team at tight end. Cam McCormick was down to the second team. And outside of that, nothing real notable. Offensive line remains the same, featuring Francis Mauigoa at right tackle. In terms of interviews, Mario Cristobal talked to the media after the practice, and he seems pleased with how the offense and defense are doing with picking up the new systems. He praised a bunch of guys, but two guys in particular he did show a good amount of love to here on each side of the ball was running back Henry Parrish. Says he's doing a good job this spring. And then at linebacker, he mentioned Francisco Mauigoa had a good day today. Picking off a pass sounded like an impressive play. Tyler Van Dyke spoke with the media as well, and he admitted that Francisco Mauigoa had a nice interception on him. So that's good to see that the linebacker room is starting to level up a little bit. Mario Cristobal also spoke about the change to the coaching staff with analysts last year, tight end analyst Cody Woodyall being elevated to an on-field coaching role. And that means that last year's tight ends coach, Stephen Field, is transitioning to a role in the recruiting department of the program. And Mario Cristobal made it clear that he will be at the executive level of that program. And Gabby, I know you've interacted with Coach Woodyall quite a bit here, and I just want to get your thoughts on the type of coach he is and, you know, maybe what he can bring to that tight end room.
Yeah, you know, I think Coach Woodyall is, I mean, I really do think he's a rising star, you know, in the coaching industry. He's young. Again, he's someone that came over from Oregon with Mario Cristobal on this staff. And again, I think the plan was always to get him on the field. You know, when those guys first got here, where they're still kind of making, you know, those staffing hires in that, you know, what is it, January of 2022. One of the guys that they sent on the road recruiting was Cody Woodyall. He went out to go see a top offensive line target, Monroe Freeling, a guy that they really wanted at that time, ended up signing with Georgia. But, you know, I think that they trusted Coach Woodyall. He's someone that, again, that they kind of brought up and has developed. You know, he obviously understands the way that they want things done here. I think he's a great recruiter. You look at what Miami's done at the tight end position, just even during spring visits, you know, during this recruiting season. It seems like every single week, you know, there's a highly touted tight end on campus. There will be more you know, coming up here over the next few weeks, you know, some blue chip guys that they're expected to get here on campus in both the 2024 and 2025 class. So, you know, I think he's a really good recruiter. You know, he's really involved with the five-star Kamarion Franklin. He's someone from Mississippi. So has ties to, you know, a talent-rich state and a talent-rich area, part of the country. So, you know, I think this is going to be a really, really smooth transition. I think Cody Woodyell's a great coach. He just kind of gets it. And, you know, in particular with the way Mario Cristobal and these guys want to do things. So I think from both the recruiting standpoint and the on-field development, I think Coach Woodyell is someone that I think Miami fans are definitely going to grow on pretty quickly because, you know, again, he gets it done and he does things the right way. So I think it's a move that fans should be excited about here, you know, in the spring and then moving forward.
Yeah, and in terms of player interviews, after Coach Cristobal spoke, Tyler Van Dyke shared his thoughts on how it's going with the new offense. He seems excited and pleased with the way things are going with this Shannon Dawson attack. He says he is picking it up quickly. That's kind of due to his experience and just, you know, he understands how to pick up offenses quickly now with this being his third offense at the college level. He mentioned he likes how Colby Young and Jacoby George are emerging as explosive threats on the outside. According to Tyler, they seem to be making plays downfield. And that's, of course, a good sign because it was a missing element to last year's offense on a consistent basis. He also mentioned he's really excited about this new offensive line that he's playing behind. He said they did a good job. In particular in Saturday scrimmage. He also mentioned that in this offense, he has a little more control at the line of scrimmage in terms of making checks or audibles, making some changes at the line. So he's enjoying a little more freedom in this offense to kind of do what he thinks is best, depending on the looks that the defense does get him. The other guy that spoke that was impressive following Tuesday's practice here was Alabama transfer offensive lineman Javian Cohen. Just a total alpha dog in terms of the way he carries himself with confidence. He is, you know, you can tell he's done it at the highest level at Alabama, and he's kind of bringing that mentality, bringing that mindset, bringing that confidence to Miami. And he seems excited about Miami's offensive line. I asked him, you know, how far off is the talent? You know, and again, talent to me just speaks to potential. Doesn't mean it's going to be as good. I think it could be, but anyways, the talent of Miami's offensive line compared to what he left at Alabama. And he said, you know, the talent is not far off from what he left at Alabama. He went down the whole line. He said Jalen Rivers can be an NFL left tackle. He said Matt Lee can be an NFL center. He's encouraged about the size and athleticism combination of Inez Cooper. And then he said, you know, Francis Mauigoa and Samson Okunlola are both freak freshmen in terms of their physical attributes and the way that they approach getting better every day as young players. So he's excited about Miami's offensive line in general, excited to be at UM, he admitted. So I think it was the 2020 national championship year. So he was a true freshman. And I think that one of those games, either the semifinal game or the national championship game, was down here at the Orange Bowl, you know, Dolphin Stadium. And he admitted that Alabama was practicing at Miami as they prepared that week for that game, for a game, I forget which one. I think it was a semifinal. Anyways, and he admitted, he was looking around, he's like, you know, this would be a nice place to practice. And two or three years later, he ends up transferring from Alabama to Miami. So he's an impressive guy. I would highly recommend going on InsideTheU.com. Check out his interview in particular, his video interview, because he is total alpha dog. You got to get more of those type of guys. More Javian Cohens in the program equals more winning. Gabby, let's get out of here on this recruits So Monday, some recruits filed in, and then a couple of impressive corners came on Tuesday, as well as others. But let us know, rapid fire, who has been visiting Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, so Monday they got a big name on campus, top 247 wide receiver Terrence Moore. He's out of Tampa Catholic, originally from Key West, but, you know, one of the, I think he's a top 150 player in the country. You know, some, again, that's a receiver, that's a room that Miami needs to upgrade, so that's a big visit for sure. They also had Kensley Faustin out of the 239. Oof, David, just
two types of people in the world.
Yep, two types. So Kensley Faustin was here also on Monday. And then, so again, a cornerback that they definitely like, and, you know, got a few more here on campus on Tuesday. Jacksonville Mandarin duo of a top 247 cornerback John Mitchell and his teammate Antoine Belgrave Shorter. Both of them just walking into practice, probably at the later portion of, you know, when things kind of got rolling down here, just because they came down from Jacksonville. Definitely each of them looked apart. Saw John Mitchell at that ESPN camp a couple Sundays ago, and he's definitely a dude. Belgrave Shorter has some really fun tape too, and again has become a priority for Miami. So that's a school that Miami's definitely has circled, and those are definitely two cornerbacks that Miami would like to get their hands on. Also, a top 100 talent, Jamari Howard out of Westland Hialeah. So he's I think number 8 cornerback in the country, 6'2", 275 pounds, committed to Mel Tucker and Michigan State. He's here on campus. I didn't see him yet, but I'm guessing he's here because I did see some Westland Hialeah coaches around. So three pretty big time corners around right now. Also a group from Salt Lake City West High School, which is a really prominent program out there. And there's a couple of offensive linemen whose names I can't pronounce and will probably butcher, but two interior offensive linemen who will be around, and, you know, check out Inside the U for more on each of those guys here throughout the course of the day.
All right, we will wrap it up there. Appreciate everyone for listening to these Instant Reaction Quick Hitter podcast. And until next time, take care.
New CBS Monday. NCIS is back.
We need all hands on deck.
So grab your gear.
NCIS!
And join our elite team.
What are the charges?
Murder.
New cases to be solved.
Double tap to the chest.
Same caliber as the murder weapon.
And new criminals to catch.
That's the bomb maker. Where's the bomb?
A new NCIS, Monday, 9/8 Central, on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.